So joining me in the studio is Siri and Ritika, and they are, did I say that right?
Ritika.
There you go. Now I've got it right. So you ladies are part of the team that is riding up to Anchorage, Alaska from the University of Texas, right?
Yes.
UT Austin or just UT?
UT Austin.
Okay.
The best one.
So, yeah, the best one. Come a little bit closer on that one there so we get you on there. All right. So tell me a little bit about what encouraged the both of you to decide to do this.
So I think every single person that signs up to do something like this is pretty crazy. It's a long commitment. You have to have some sort of personal connection that gets you through the hard days and the long days and all the days you're like, why am I doing this? So I know every single person on our team, and we have two other teams that are doing this also, like through the Rockies and the Ozarks. Everyone has a really personal and unique connection to cancer. It's like what makes them want to wake up every morning and bike 100 miles and suffer through the saddle sores and my legs are cooked and every day it's just so hard. So like knowing that I'm right, like for me personally, I ride for my grandmother, my dad's mom. She had uterine cancer and now she's suffering from lung cancer. And it's really unfortunate because I don't live in the same country as her, so I don't get to see her as much as I'd like to. But I like see how hard it is through my dad because he's always going back and forth between India, trying to balance his life here with also taking care of his mother who's really sick. So I just like ride for all the people who have cancer, but also for all the people that support people that have cancer because it's not easy to support someone that's going through something so tough like that because you have your own fears. And so, just like my dad and my grandmother, what get me through this every day.
Siri, how about you?
Yeah, so I first heard about Texas 4000 through one of my
I love that. That's great.
My brother's friend who actually did it, who's older than me. And first I was like, what is this crazy thing? Like, why would you do something like this? And then shortly after that, my uncle was diagnosed with cancer. He's not even my uncle. He's my family's closest friend. His wife and my mom went to college together, so I've known him for my whole life. And he was diagnosed with cancer. He lives up in Michigan. And that initially, like, had me thinking about Texas 4000 for cancer. Because he's the first person that I knew that was diagnosed with, like, this horrible disease. And so that's initially why I signed up. But now that I'm in this organization and continuing to ride for these next 70 days, all the stories of my teammates whose dad or whose mom, whose uncle or grandpa, grandma, whatever it may be, like, hearing everything that they've gone through, like, encourages me to stay in this organization and really push through the hard days as well.
So I'm hearing that the team kind of becomes a family. Mm-hmm. and you share those experiences and you share those stories.
Definitely.
Of everybody in there. The you each had to raise money. Mm-hmm. To do this on your own. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of efforts did you do to raising money? Just going out and asking people? Did you start Facebook pages, or how did that come to be?
For me, I was really fortunate that I had a lot of family that was willing to donate. My dad was able to corporate match me with the place that he works at. But I've heard of a lot of people doing, like, baked good sales. I sold some of my clothes, actually. I sold, like, $500 worth of clothes. I just cleaned out my closet before I moved into my apartment, which was nice. I sold some of my furniture that I was not, because I graduated from college. So there's, like, little things you can do. Some of us would also go panhandling on some of the major, like, roads in Austin and be like, honk if you hate cancer, and then they would honk, and then we'd like have a little Venmo QR code they could Venmo us at. So There's a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of unique ways. I know one girl would like do eyebrows. Like, she would do people's eyebrows and make money from that. So there's a lot of ways you can fundraise the money. Siri?
Did you have any unique ways that you raised money?
I was also pretty lucky and had a good amount of like family friend connections that either like experienced cancer or really just passionate about, you know, getting rid of this disease. So they donated to my page. But I do know that one person on our team, she reached out to like smaller businesses in Austin and asked if they could donate anything, like a Cycle Bar membership or, you know, just anything of the sort that they're willing to give to us. And then you have to pay like $5 to enter a raffle. And then she kind of did like a giveaway, but you have to pay to enter. So there are pretty unique ways to raise the money because it's $4,500. So it's a good amount of money.
And again, you still encourage donations on the website too, right?
Yes.
What is the website address?
It's texas4000.org.
texas4000.org.
Pretty easy,
yeah. So you left from Austin on what date?
May 24th.
May 24th. So you've been doing this since then. What was the most grueling part to date?
Oh, my
that's
God.
A loaded
like,
question.
That's a really hard
every
question.
Every day is grueling?
Yeah. Every day is grueling in its own way. Mm-hmm. I can speak from – I think we each probably have different ideas of what was our hardest day. But for me, it was like the first 2 weeks getting out of Texas. I'm from Oregon. Like, I'm not used to the desert. I'm not used to, like, the West Texas, like – hot winds. And so I think I never experienced that like level of heat for that long while working out. And it was insane for that long. So that was probably those are my hardest days. I remember there was one day we crossed through like the Mojave Desert and it literally felt like we entered like a convection oven. Like you could feel the shift. Like it went to like 110 that day and you could feel it. Like it was crazy. So I would say it's probably my hardest day. Yeah. The heat can't do it.
Siri?
My hardest day would probably be I got into a little accident the first week of the ride and I was off the bike for like 4 or 5 days and then just giving like my wrist some time to heal up and then getting back on the bike was pretty hard the following day or I guess it was 5 days after. Just like every time a car would pass me, I would just be like, oh my God, are they going to hit me? Or when we'd go down really steep descents, like, oh my gosh, am I going to fall off my bike right now? Just, you know, having like the anxiety of being on the bike and being in like this unfamiliar environment. Because in Austin, we would bike every other day or every couple of days, and it's the same roads that we've been on. So really being in this unfamiliar territory and not knowing if the cars are bike friendly or if they even see us. Because I know in like California, there was a lot of fog. So we were nervous about that. So honestly, the hardest days for me are just like the scariest days, like the most dangerous days.
Well, I'm not even going to tell you about Highway 126. I know you're heading to Eugene.
Yeah, I know.
Today.
We've been hearing about how bad it's going to be. So we're thinking about maybe doing a reroute, but we're not sure.
So date to get to Alaska?
August 2nd.
And is everyone trying to meet at the same date?
It's really planned out. Like the one thing about Texas 4000 is we don't really fly with the seat of our pants. Everything is planned out. We have hosts that we secure like months in advance. And so the way that the whole program works, like I mentioned, we have two other routes. So on day 60 out of 70, we're going to be in Whitehorse, Yukon territory. And those two routes will meet us we'll meet up all there and we'll have like a big party or whatever. And then we spend the last 10 days and we all bike through to Anchorage, like together.
Very
all
cool.
Us,
now, was there a choice in choosing the routes?
Yeah.
Did you have a choice on which route you chose?
Yeah, we had a choice. Obviously, I had
you
to choose
this one because you're from Oregon.
Yeah, because I'm from Oregon. It was a pretty easy choice for me. But Siri, if you want to go for your choice.
I chose this route just because I have like the most connections on this route. My parents actually used to live in Utah for a little bit. So just like being in like a state for a couple of days where they like lived. And also my uncle, who I mentioned that has cancer, his eldest son goes to school in Berkeley. So I was able to see him for a day for a rest day. So I just had the most like personal connections on this route. Also, it's beautiful. So
yeah, this is the prettiest route out of all the three, I would say. So,
well, thank you so much for doing this. I mean, I know you're doing this for research money and for support services as well. So thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for stopping in this morning and talking with us. Ritika, Siri, I'm not going to try the last names because I'll probably mess them up. But tell me your first and last name.
Ritika Sarapalli.
Siri Barpanini.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
That'll do it for the July edition of Our Town. Tune in next time and we'll do it all over again.